The Duct Tape Marketing Podcast is brought to you by Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott. Right now, they're giving away $20,000 in the Small Business Road to Success Challenge. Visit fairfieldchallenge.com to submit your small business today. Hello and welcome to another edition of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is your host, John Jantz, and my guests, and that's plural, today are Rick Perot, who is the CEO of Unbounce, and Ollie Gardner, who is the Director of Inbound Marketing at Unbounce. And we're going to talk about what Unbounce is, but I have to first give Ollie credit for coming up with the name. At least that's what they said on the website. But so, Rick, Ollie, thanks for joining me. Unbounce is essentially a company that makes it very, very easy for you to create and use these things called landing pages primarily, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So thanks again, guys, for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having us.
All right. So I always like to set the table. We'll go from really basic to more advanced here, but for those folks that may not really have their head around this term landing page, is there a simple definition?
Yep, for sure. A pure definition would be that a landing page is any page on your website where traffic arrives.
Yeah.
But context of marketing and advertising, what it should be is a standalone page that's kind of a little bit separate from your site, and it's focused just on a single subject related to what your marketing message is.
Right.
So navigation, it doesn't really feel like it belongs to the site, but it's on brand, but it's just on a single message.
Right. So I know a lot of, what you're saying there is typically is a page that's built maybe for a very specific purpose other than, say, the about page and our products and services and our team and contact us, all the traditional static pages. But if I've got a site, I've invested probably more money than I know and time than I know in building a site. Are you suggesting that I need something, these landing pages would be separate from that effort?
Absolutely. If you're driving paid advertising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of the things that I heard you say, and this, I want to get your guys' take on this. Of course, you sell landing page services, so you're probably going to say every one of your kids needs a landing page, right? But, are you saying that I should have a landing page for every product, every action I want somebody to take, every promotion? Let's say I just want to get fans for my new Facebook fan page. Should I create a landing page that drives that?
The answer to that question is kind of in the question.
Yeah.
If you have all these different actions you want to get people to do, you have different promotions, or you have different products, your homepage or other pages aren't really the destination for that because there's going to be too much going on.
Yeah.
You want to drive someone, say in your example for Facebook, you want to drive someone from, you're probably going to be coming from a different form of media. Maybe it's from email, maybe it's from Twitter, and you push them to a page and you ask them to do something. If they come to your homepage, they're going to get caught up in your other brand messaging. And they may go off and do something nice, but they're probably not going to do what you're intending they do in the first place.
Yeah, so you're saying that let's say the tweet, is selling them on joining your new Facebook fan page, or maybe that's not a great example, signing up for your newsletter, then you're going to drive them to a page, and what you're saying is that page gives them no other option, but that page sells your newsletter and signing up or leave, right?
Yeah, exactly. So newsletter is a good example. Typically on a website and on a blog page or a home page, there'll be somewhere we can sign up for a newsletter, but that's not the primary purpose of the page. It's either going to have a big headline to do with your blog post, it's going to have your brand messaging and a call to action to sign up for other things. So for your newsletter, you want to have just your form to sign up for the newsletter, maybe some examples of the content you get in it, the benefits of why you should sign up, that kind of thing. It's all congruence, right? Every message on the page has a single goal in mind.
Well, yeah, the more links you have on a page that you're sending to, the less likely your visitors are to actually do the thing you want them to do. So that's really where landing pages are really important. So if I'm doing an ad and I want to drive people in that ad, I'm talking about my newsletter and I want them to sign up. If I send them to a page that's just about the newsletter, chances chances are they're going to convert much, much higher than they would sending them to a page that had five different messages. Right.
Yeah, I always like to use, do you remember the childhood story about the dog with the bone, and he goes to the river and he sees the even bigger bone, you know, in the reflection of the river, and so he drops the bone that he had. You know, and loses, of course, altogether. And I think visitors are a lot like that too. They get really easily distracted by other stuff going on in your on your site. So you kind of mentioned them. Is there like a checklist of, you know, you have to have a headline. You know, it has to be the same copy as, you know, what your ad said. I mean, is there kind of a, you know, you have to use video. I mean, is there kind of a list of must haves on a landing page to make it the most effective?
There are. It depends on the use, but there are general best practices that you should use as a guideline when creating your page. Best practices are really only for that. They're a starting point. Every customer is different. Every campaign is different. But generally, you want to do things like segmenting your traffic by the traffic source. So if you're doing campaigns from email, from social media, from PPC, you're going to have different levels of messaging from each of those sources. So you kind of want to have a separate landing page for each of those, so that it's on target. Biggest reason for that is message match.
Mm-hmm.
Someone clicks on a link or sees whatever it is that's enticing them to come visit your page, they have to have that reinforced the moment they arrive on your landing page. And a really good way of measuring that or testing that is using the 5-second rule, which is where, say you take a stranger, you sit them down at a computer, you show them, you flash your page up for 5 seconds, you take it down, and you say, what was it about? If they can't answer that question, then you're not being succinct enough, and the chances are when someone comes into that page, they're just going to leave.
Yeah,
landing pages are really about less is more. That rule really holds true when it comes to advertising.
You know, and that's interesting, of course, in all mediums, but I think a lot of people think, hey, I got my eyeballs here, I'm going to, you know, I got to tell them the whole story. And you're saying give them something that's really easy to scan, and there's no confusion about what you want them to do, right?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Confusion is actually one of the, if you ever sit down and watch somebody use your website for the first time, it's a great experiment to do. Just ask somebody who's never seen your website,
right,
sit down on a computer and start navigating your website. You'll be surprised on the information they actually, you think they would see, and they actually don't.
Oh, I know. I want to smack them sometimes because it's obvious.
So, <Right? laughs> keep things, keep landing. Keep things simple.
Yeah.
Don't throw every message that you can out there. If you want to say 10 things, have 10 different landing pages.
Yeah, and we're going to talk a little bit about testing and tweaking, but, you know, you bring up a great point from a usability standpoint. I was making a joke about it's obvious. It's always obvious to us when we design this stuff, but, you know, good, cheap usability testing. Get some people to just look at it and see what they do, right?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. And you know, laziness and familiarity are your two of your biggest problems. Most people notice something wrong with their site or their page, and they do nothing about it.
Yeah.
Or they're so used to it that they can't see the difference.
Yeah, once you know where the on-off switch is, it doesn't matter that it's hidden underneath the thing, right?
Yeah.
I mentioned video, and I've certainly seen a lot and read a lot that suggests really for most general uses, the use of video can significantly increase conversion on a landing page. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, definitely. There's probably several reasons for that. First, it's a more passive engagement mechanism, right? So they don't have to really sit there. It's like watching TV, and people are very lazy and they like watching TV. It's a similar kind of concept. They're going to be on your page longer, most likely. So your brand message has a better chance of seeping into, you know, their subconscious or whatever. And also, it's often a more personal message. If it's a person talking, it's direct communication. Or if it's showing your product or service in its context of use, then they get a more believable understanding of what it is and what the benefits of using it would be.
Yeah, and I think you really get to, it's almost cliche to say, but, you know, you get to personalize it. So it's like, hey, that seems like a trustworthy person that's asking me to give my email address up. Or, you know, I think there's also a little, I feel sometimes if somebody says, hey, I'd like you to do me a favor, go to that form down below and just click and fill in that. It's almost like it's harder to say no to that, you know, than this flat passive page. So I think you're right.
That goes back to your previous question about the anatomy of a landing page, like what things you have on there.
Yeah.
Directional cues are a really important part of that, whether they're graphical, like an arrow that points to your CTA,
or whether, like you say, it's a guy in the video waving his hand, pointing at your form, or telling you where it is. All these directional cues are more likely to help you convert.
Yeah, and from a designer, pure graphic designer standpoint, they probably feel a little hokey, but there's real proof that they work, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Absolutely. The more I know for myself personally, I don't have video is a fairly new thing in terms of advertising, but more and more we're reading online about experiments people are doing, and video is converting really, really well.
This halftime break is brought to you by Constant Contact. Constant Contact helps small businesses and nonprofits build great customer relationships with email marketing, event marketing, and online surveys. Visit them today at constantcontact.com and sign up for your free 60-day trial.
Now, so let's talk about testing and converting. I mean, one of the things that certainly the Unbounce technology does, and there are other much more affordable options now for doing that kind of testing. Talk a little bit about the idea of actually split testing or A/B testing actual landing pages, and first off, how you would do that, and you know why you would do that, maybe.
Okay, well, how you would do it? Essentially, usually it would start with a kind of a boardroom argument. You know, your boss or someone else in a different department is saying, well, I don't think you got this right. It should be this color, it should be this size, or the message should say this. Have an opinion, which you usually dismiss as being, yeah, well, you don't know what you're talking about, blah, blah, blah. Everybody has an opinion.
Yeah.
If they can, you can put it to the test, and you can put the arguments to rest, as it were.
Yeah.
So what you do, you have your main page, and then you go through some exercises to figure out what you want to test, and you a separate variant of that page. And A/B kind of implies two pages, but it can be as many as you want, A, B, C, D.
Right.
Some of the most typical things is just even the headline. I mean, we all think for our customers, but you'd be surprised, you know, if you have three ideas, three headline ideas, you know, try them all, and you'd be surprised you'll surprise yourself which one actually converts better. Or which image you want to use.
And you know, the scary thing is, I mean, we can be really smart about doing all this stuff, you know, all we want. But I've learned over doing this for 20 years that it doesn't really matter what you think is going to pull back.
I put my foot in my mouth many times thinking I knew which one was going to work better, but it turned out it was, you know, the alternative one. So test it.
And so obviously this implies that a segment of people are seeing version A, a segment of people are seeing version 2. You're tracking, and you're able to very, very clearly say, hey, this one's, you know, in terms of what we want them to do, this one's killing this one, and so let's try the video and see if changing that makes a difference or something.
Yeah, that's a great example. Just if that's all you can do, create a video in there. There's your simple test.
Yeah.
So you drive traffic, it'll be driven kind of randomly to each page. A visitor will never see the same different versions of the page. They'll see the same one, and over time you'll just see the conversion rate changing on the different ones. And then when you have a winner, you just promote that to be your new champion, which is kind of one of the terms around the industry. And then you start a new test and you try and improve on it further.
And that's that leads right into, I think, kind of my next question. I think a lot of people have been trained, whether it's out of laziness or not understanding how to use these tools or how to analyze and kind of push your control out there a little forward, is, you know, a lot of people have just said, well, I'll just pay for traffic. I'll just get more traffic.
Yeah.
And that'll get me enough conversions because I need 100 conversions, and so I'll go buy a million. And I think that, I know you guys have spent some time, and I know a lot of marketers say, hey, it's spend your money on conversion, you know, get that math right, and all of a sudden, you know, your cost per acquisition or cost per lead or cost per customer, which is the real measure of success, I think, comes under control.
Well, actually, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. We've done our own testing. So I'll give you a scenario. So I'm a marketer, and I've got, $1,000 a month budget, and, you know, I'm getting let's use Google's average conversion rate of 2%, and that gives me 20 customers a month. But if I I turn around and rather than spend more money on my advertising, I take some of that budget, let's say 20% of that, so $200, and I put that into optimization. What if I can take that conversion rate and push it up to 3%? Well, now instead of 20 customers, I got 24 customers, and I've spent the same amount of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, of course, you know, you can start extrapolating that across the multiple purchases and upsells and all that kind of thing. But I think what happens with a lot of folks is, in fact, you used a really simple example. I've seen people double their conversion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just because they hadn't been doing anything and testing anything and seeing what was working. And in many cases, it's really easy to increase your conversion.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know, you start with your own testing. You know, if you're spending, you know, a few thousand dollars a month, you know, there's a lot of free tools out there or very inexpensive services you can use to run some simple A/B tests. However, I'd certainly recommend if you're kind of a mid-sized business spending $10,000 or more on paid advertising a month, you should seriously consider looking at a consultant to come in and really help you push that conversion rate, because you can spend the same amount of money and get a lot more sales.
Yeah.
So we're not the consultants we're talking about, because you know our platform is to facilitate people to do this. We're not actually, selling.
Right. No. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Unbounce platform, because I think a lot of my listeners do not fall into the $10,000 a month paid advertising range, but would just like to find a way to easily test out some of their things and get higher convergence. So tell us how the Unbounce platform works a little bit.
Okay, yeah. Well, in brief, we really set out to build a platform for small businesses to be able to create their landing pages, publish them live, and run simple A/B tests without having to involve web developers or IT or other professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And we set out on this mission because we realized small business, where some of the biggest opportunities are for, they're jumping in, doing a lot of online advertising, but yet they don't have the time or the expertise to actually, really benefit from the opportunities that are out there and really, maximize their ad spending.
So go ahead.
As I said, with a tool like Unbounce, they can come in, they can try out their different ideas simply without having to wait for their web development team or hire somebody. And really start to see the benefits of doing a bit of testing or using landing pages. A lot of small businesses don't, a lot of small businesses send their traffic to their homepage. They think that's good enough, and it really isn't. They're losing a lot of money.
So you have, I've played around with it a little bit, and it's kind of the do-it-yourself, pick out a template, customize it, come up with the variations, and then you've got all the tracking and analytics, and so then it's simply a matter of, okay, now start driving your traffic to those to the Unbounce pages, right?
That's correct.
Now, do the pages live on your hosted service, or can somebody, can it have my domain name?
It can have your domain name. It's we host it, but it can have your domain name. So the reason we host it, we built the hosted service, so you don't have to deal with, you know, if you've designed a page, sending it over to somebody who's going to put it up on your website.
So,
with Unbounce, you can come in, build your page, sign up, build your page, publish it live, and start driving traffic within a few minutes.
It's kind of, and another key point is we're trying to keep marketing in marketing.
Yeah.
Giving accountability and control back to marketing departments so that their baby, their campaigns, and the results are all part of their workflow rather than handing off to someone else.
And is your pricing model built on traffic that I end up sending or conversions that I end up getting on a page, or is it just a monthly, here's what it costs?
It's a monthly subscription on traffic tiers. So you can, if you're spending just a couple of $100 a month on Google AdWords, you can actually use our free version and come in and use Unbounce for free. If you've got an established budget and you're spending several hundred to a few thousand dollars a month, you can get started for as low as about $25 with Unbounce.
Great. Awesome. Well, I am a fan of certainly of the use of landing pages, and I'm also a fan of anything that, that makes it easy for people to do some of the stuff they know they should be doing. So it was really a pleasure to get to visit with you all and learn a little more about Unbounce, and I wish you all the best of luck, and I appreciate you joining me.
Thank you very much. This has been fun. Yeah, thanks, John.
All right.
Yeah.
Take care.
All right, take care.